This is Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. We go to the phone line now and welcome in our guest this afternoon, a familiar voice and name and face, Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist. Petey, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Doing well. I know you're getting ready to head off for the postseason run here for CBS Sports, but before we get to...
Which game do you think I'm going to, by the way?
I bet you're going to chase your man crush, Peyton.
You got
to
be in Denver, right, Petey?
I'll be in Denver.
Of course. Of course you are. We'll get to that coming up. Coordinator searches. Do you follow all the hype and the names and the buzz? And what do you think so far of the Jaguars' names that have popped up?
Well, I think they're going to look to get it. You know, they want to run the ball more. So I think that's priority number one. And when you look at some of the guys that they're talking to, I think that's they're going to go in with the idea that, you know, whichever one says, okay, we're going to line up and run the ball more and then try and take shots down the field, then I think that's the guy they're going to go after. And, you know, Kirby Wilson's a good football coach, you know, not a play caller, so that would be a big step up for him. You know, Roman, I didn't like what he did on offense last year. And you got to remember, people keep saying, well, Dave Caldwell and Roman are tight and they went to school together and everything else, but he's not hiring them. At least you hope he's not. You hope Gus Bradley's doing the hiring. So I think that's something you got to throw out there. And then Trestman, to me, you know, his offense regressed last year, I thought, and so you got to kind of hang that one over him. But I still think there's going to be other guys in the mix. And you know, you're talking about guys that are on teams that might not be head, you know, coordinators right now, but might be position coaches that they'll look at.
Pete, let me ask you this. And we worked together a long time and had these sort of conversations. But when you look at a coordinator, by definition, you're almost always going to be getting a guy that the fans look at and say, well, he didn't have a very good year last year because he's out of a job, right? I mean, that's usually the kind of guy you're going to get. And so there's always going to be sort of that, yeah, but feeling. How much importance do you put on this process, and how do you know? When you look at a guy, how do you know if he's the right fit? Because it's tough because they come from so many different backgrounds, and success is so much based on the players they have on the field.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. Even using a coordinator going to a head coach. Remember, Mike McCarthy was hired by the Packers. Everybody killed him because the offense stunk when he was the coordinator there. But he's a good football coach, and that's what you got to kind of look at. You got to look at a guy who's a good football coach that can grow. And to me, sometimes we get so caught up in the old guys and what have they done, and look at that team. But there's circumstances involving them. I mean, what if you don't have the talent on offense? What if you don't have the talent on defense? You know, it's the same type of situation. So I think you want to come in, get a guy who's a good fit with what you want to do. Also, you know, can have the quarterback grow, because that's what this team is all about, growing the quarterback. And if he can do that, then that's and he's also one of the guys that you like to have, you know, around the facility and you like in your group, then I think that's the kind of guy you hire. Too many times, John, we get so caught up in who's the name guy and who isn't, and that's not always the case. I'll give you a name. Edgar Bennett. Edgar Bennett is the wide receiver coach in Green Bay. He was the running backs coach in Green Bay. He wanted to become more familiar with the entire concept of the offense, so he asked to move over to the wide receiver position. He's a local kid. He loves, you know, he knows the offense. He knows the Green Bay offense. And granted, that's not Seattle's offense where you line up and play power football, but it's get the ball out, you know, quick throws, and they've had great success with their quarterback. So I'm surprised that he's not a guy that they're mentioning. Maybe down the road he will be.
We got to figure he will be at some point, right, Pete?
Yeah, and I think he's ready. You know, when I talk to Mike McCarthy, they all say he's ready to be an offensive coordinator. You know, it's just he's not there. They have their guy, and then, you know, so we'll see what happens moving forward.
Pete Prisco is with us, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist. Pete, let's go to social media now. I know you love the folks on Twitter, and they love you.
They
back.
Love me, too.
They do. At Terrence L. Hayes asking, is the offensive coordinator hire as important as the selection of Bortles last year? I guess the question would be, Pete, moving forward, this is a huge hire for Gus and the staff overall in their tenure here, right?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. It was a huge decision to get rid of the coordinator that you had. And, you know, in defense of Jed, it's hard to call plays when you got, you know, 6-7 rookies on the field at the same time and one or two of them are making a mistake on every play. But to see their point in it, I thought the offense at times was too horizontal. You guys know I've said that a time and time again. I thought they bootlegged way too much. The option had no business being in there. I know you could have success with it, but that's not what you're going to be going forward. So
Bortles can run, though, Pete. Come on.
I don't care. You're not winning that way. It's not sustainable. Everybody gets slower as you get older, and people get hurt when they run around the pocket, outside the pocket. Stop that. It's just a gimmick. It's not how you play football in the National Football League. And everybody will say Russell Wilson. You know what? He's going to slow down, too, eventually, or get hurt. You can't win consistently by running around. So get that out of the playbook and let him grow as a quarterback. If he doesn't grow as a quarterback, you know what? You drafted the wrong guy.
Let's go back to social media at PCPAustin84 asking, what's the most important thing needed to be done during this offseason besides hiring the offensive coordinator? What's the most important for the Jaguars after that, Pete?
Get older on offense and younger on defense. To me, and with that I mean you have to get some playmakers, an old veteran playmaker, not an old, but an older veteran playmaker on offense. You got to get tougher and meaner on the offensive line, get some guys in there that, you know, can show the young guys the ropes. And then on defense, you need to get athletic and faster, and that means younger. And that's the draft. You got to load up on the draft. People think I'm crazy when I say that, but you got to load up on the draft on the defensive side of the football.
Pete Prisco is with us, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist. Let's talk playoffs now. Pete, of course, last week the headlines were the controversial calls in Dallas, or non-calls, whichever way you want to talk about it. But what do you make of all that? Is that overblown last week?
You know, you could do that in every single game. It just so happened that it happened in a key time, and everybody saw it. Should they have, you know, the way it played out, the call was probably offsetting. I mean, if you go back and look at it, the guy grabbed the mask of the linebacker and pulled him down, so it should have been offsetting. That's one thing. Two, they're just assuming that they're going in to score a touchdown and win the game. I mean,
That's true.
If they kick a field goal there, it's still only a 6-point game. So, yeah, there are circumstances there, but. On the touchdown pass to Tate to open the game, there was a hold by Raiola. He almost pulled the guy down, and nobody called it. I just can't believe for the life of me that people are getting – yeah, I can. They're so outraged about the officiating. It happens all the time. You know, there's bad calls in every game. There's good calls in every game, and it all evens out, and just so happens that the Lions can't win. Go, you got the ball back. Go win the game. You had the ball back. Matt Stafford had the ball back with plenty of time. Go win the game.
The one curious thing, though, Pete, I had never seen – the play get called by the official and then picked up. I thought that was really what sort of brought everybody's eyes to it, was sort of the sequence there. And you've covered, you know, probably as many or more games than I have. I hadn't seen that.
I have, and, okay. And what they see is a guy will throw a flag from the away, and then three other guys will, you know, come in and say, no, you saw it poorly, and they'll.
But after it's announced, I thought it was.
Yeah, that's the difference,
yeah.
Right there. But it's been picked up before,
sure.
But after it's announced, no. But, you know, then there's the old theory out there that, you know, Blandino was on the bus with the Cowboys and da-da-da-da. I mean, come on.
You love great. That stuff. That's right
yeah.
In your wheelhouse.
That was our story, by the way, at CBS. We were the ones that broke that story. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's – yeah, does the league prefer to have Dallas at Green Bay? Absolutely they do, and so do the networks. But I don't think – go. You had time to go drive the football and you didn't go win it. So that's on the Lions.